Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. The Secretary-General of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, has said the alliance stands in solidarity with Turkey after it shot down a Russian warplane on the Turkish-Syrian border. Speaking after an emergency meeting called by Turkey, Mr. Stoltenberg said NATO's assessment of the incident showed that the Russian warplane did fly into Turkish airspace. But he called for calm from both sides.
What we are calling for now is calm and de-escalation. This is a serious situation. This is a situation which calls on that we all are prudent and that we all contribute to de-escalating the situation.
A spokesman for the Russian military, General Sergei Rutskoy, has said at least one of the two pilots was killed by fire from the ground after they parachuted from the plane. President Putin warned that the shooting would have serious consequences. The Paris prosecutor says the alleged mastermind of the Paris attacks, Abdul Hamid Abaoud, returned to the scene of the shootings shortly after he himself had taken part in them. He was killed when police raided a flat in the Parisian suburb of Saint-Denis. The prosecutor, François Molin, said Abaoud had also intended to target the business district of La Défense in a later attack.
There is information about which I can't and don't want to give too much detail that came to light on the 19th and makes us think that two terrorists, Abaoud and a man found with him in the apartment, were planning a suicide attack either last Tuesday or Wednesday on La Défense.
The Tunisian president, Beji Caid Essebsi, has declared a 30-day state of emergency throughout the country after an attack on a bus in the capital, Tunis, killed at least 12 presidential guards.
After consulting with the Prime Minister and the Head of Parliament, I would like to declare a state of emergency extending for 30 days as per the law. Secondly, a curfew is being imposed across all of Tunisia, starting from 9 this evening until tomorrow at 5 in the morning.
16 people were also wounded when the vehicle was hit by a devastating blast. Analysts say the suspicion will fall on Islamist militants. A white police officer in the United States who shot a black teenager 16 times has been charged with murder. Jason Van Dyke, an officer in Chicago, was charged over the death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald in October last year. The Cook County State Attorney, Anita Alvarez, said that Van Dyke started shooting almost as soon as he got to the scene.
Our investigation has determined that Officer Van Dyke was on the scene for less than 30 seconds before he started shooting. In addition to the fact that all evidence indicates that he began shooting approximately 6 seconds after getting out of his vehicle.
World News from the BBC. Canada's new government says it will take in 10,000 Syrian refugees by the end of the year, a big reduction on a pledge made earlier. However, the government said it was still committed to bringing the promised extra 15,000 refugees from the Syrian conflict by the end of February. The Immigration Minister, John McCallum, said Canadians would rather take extra time to carry out the process correctly.
Yes, we want to bring them fast. But we also want to do it right. And I have heard Canadians across this country saying, yes, you have to do it right. And if it takes a little bit longer to do it right, then take the extra time. And that's exactly what we are doing.
Prosecutors in Brazil have called for the indictment of a former international football player, Edilson, for involvement in a lottery fraud scheme. Edilson, who played in Brazil's 2002 World Cup winning squad, denies the charges. Investigators say he used his fame and prestige to persuade bank managers to validate false winning lottery tickets and pay the prize money into accounts set up by the gang. The World Bank has announced a new $16 billion plan to help African countries deal with climate change. The Africa Climate Business Plan will be presented at the Global Summit in Paris next week. Richard Hamilton reports.
The World Bank says it's looking at a number of measures, including reforestation, better management of its great rivers such as the Niger and the Zambezi, adding bus lanes to ease congestion in cities, as well as renewable energy such as solar, hydro and geothermal power. It says that more investment is also needed in early warning systems.
Archaeologists in Egypt have unearthed a huge wall dating back 3,500 years on the site of an ancient capital. The discovery was made in the area of what was once the city of Avaris in the Nile Delta. BBC News.